A prayer from Thomas Merton as we begin. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me, and I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so, but I believe that that desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, while I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Let me set the stage. If you walked into a room and seen a gathering of friends talking about something and then seen everyone's attention shift to one friend, and as that friend starts to speak, you get nervous. You don't know what they're going to say, and know that they're not usually culturally very sensitive to the people around them. You start to wince and cringe and think, oh no, here he goes, he doesn't know what he's about to say. Or no, no, there she goes, she doesn't know how this is going to affect the people around her. And you start taking all that energy in and feeling worried and concerned about what is about to happen and how people are going to feel about the statements being made. And then we see the disciples gathered around Jesus as Jesus is about to send them out. And Jesus begins to give the worst pep talk of all time. Jesus is that friend, and we're looking at Jesus and thinking, how is this helpful? How is it helpful to worry and scare these people during the time where you're about to send them out? We have to remember the disciples don't know Jesus all that well at this point. They have been there for a minute. They've been there for a while. But they are still learning who this rabbi actually is. And now he's looking at them and saying, these terrible things are about to happen to you. Good luck. And sending them out, if I'm standing there as a disciple, I am doing a Jim Halpert look to the camera. Like, are you hearing this as well? Or maybe I'm looking at Peter and saying, are you going to stop him or am I going to have to? This is getting weird. This feels uncomfortable. Now, this is how I read this passage earlier when I was trying to prepare for this lesson. I read this passage with cynical eyes, looking at Jesus as someone who wanted to scare me or frighten me, someone who wanted to worry me about the task ahead. But then when we think about the totality of Scripture, especially what we read today, that's not the case at all. We live in a world where we serve and are united to a God, to Jesus of compassion and grace, a God who sees us. We see God seeing Hagar and also the psalmist crying out for to be seen and to have compassion. And so we know when Jesus is looking at the people, he is not trying to scare them before they leave. He's not trying to say, these are all the terrible things that are going to happen to you. I just want you to be prepared. Jesus is actually seeing them. He knows where they have come from, and he knows what they're about to get into. And so this is not some nonsense pregame pep talk. This is a real life study in compassion about how we can see and know the people around us. When Jesus says, I haven't come to bring peace but a sword, your parents are going to hate you and you're going to hate them. If you want to gain, you must lose. It's not about scaring us and worrying us. It's about giving us something more and understanding that he actually sees. Now, these statements are for disciples that maybe had been labeled and judged fairly or unfairly for their professions. They knew what it was like to be labeled based on their professions, because even in Scripture, we see the writers of Scripture label them for what they've done or where they've come from. And they are starting to understand that now they may be taking on a new judgment and new label for following this cultural norm challenging rabbi into whatever's next. These statements are for those who were raised in the dark and craved the light. Ones who would have understood the statement, fear the one that can kill the soul and body, because they grew up in soul-killing environments. These statements are for those who have already or soon will be ripped from the family life that was everything in their faith community. Intergenerational living that would not be an option for them anymore because of their newfound zeal for the teachings of Jesus. These statements are for those who never have known peace, never experienced justice, and for the first time are being promised justice in a new upside-down culture that Jesus is talking about bringing into this world. These statements are for those who crave the death of the false self so the true self can emerge to acknowledge the master Jesus and put away all the years of striving and recognition. So why does this pep talk mean so much? Why does this pregame hit these people in such a way that they can go and do these amazing things for the cause of Christ? And it's because Jesus could see. Jesus could understand and validate the situations they had been through that had gotten them to this point and the things that would happen to them as they went out into ministry. Jesus is making statements not just to his disciples, but this morning I want us to think about the statements he's making to me and the statements he's making to you. How these statements made so long ago still apply to the things that we have lived through and that we will continue to live through. Those of you who have felt it, what it means to fear and not knowing how to move forward, not knowing where help will come from or if peace is even possible, who have felt the sting both in body and soul and cried out as the psalmist to a God that sometimes feels different. Jesus sees and understands. Those who wonder, do I matter? And then in this gospel reading hear Jesus say, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than sparrows. Jesus sees you and understands you. He sees you who know the cost of discipleship, that if you work for true justice, peace, and radical inclusion, you will be viewed as subversive by the mainstream society, fulfilling Jesus' warning that you will be hated for his namesake. Jesus sees you and understands you. He sees you who have lived through fear to learn to trust the divine indwelling and God's intimate providential care. He sees the journey of faith so many of you have gone through, which required a letting go of false ego and our attachment to conventional ego-driven tribalism, and see the intense friction it's caused in some of your families, having to leave family gatherings behind altogether to pursue a faith that seems more centered on the personhood and of Jesus and the call that he has given to us. He sees all of this, and he calls you on to a life with him, lived out in the world, so all can see redemptive love lived out. So no, these are not statements of fear. These are not statements to stress you out and worry you and tell you how bad the world around you is and how it's going to be. You already know that. We already know that. You've already lived through so many things in your life. You've already had so many terrible things happen to you. This is Jesus saying, I see you and understand you and validate those things that have happened, and there will be more to come, but in Jesus seeing and understanding us, we can take joy, we can take pause. in knowing that that peace exists for us. When we think about what it is that Jesus is calling us to, it is not into fear, but it is from fear. When Jesus calls us to leave and follow him into spaces, it is as representatives of what Jesus has done for us, and we can go out in that knowing that we are seen and understood. May we hear the words of Jesus today and not grow agitated or cringe or be cynical or feel like we should be afraid of these statements. May these statements make us feel seen and understood. May the words of Jesus validate our experiences and bring peace and understanding to our futures.